12-year-old Minnatullah Rilyad is watching as Israeli troops demolish buildings in the Nur Shams refugee camp. She says one of them used to be her home.
They demolished 8 of our houses, my uncle's house, our house, my grandparents' house, my aunt's house, and all our relatives. None of them have houses in the camp anymore. They were demolished.
Residents of the camp in the Israeli-occupied West Bank evacuated earlier in the day, carrying their belongings. The official Palestinian news agency Wafa said on May 1st that Israeli forces have issued demolition orders for more than 100 homes and buildings in the Tul Karm and Nur Shams refugee camps. The Israeli army said in a statement that the camps have become nests for, quote, terrorist activity. It said changes were being implemented to improve mobility for soldiers and to prevent the re-establishment of terrorist activity in the area. Rilyad says the scene is difficult to watch.
No one can bear see this. No single human being can. Not even an animal can bear seeing his house demolished before his eyes.
A weeks-long Israeli offensive in different parts of the West Bank has demolished houses and torn up vital infrastructure in the heavily built-up townships. Israel says the operation is aimed at thwarting Iranian-backed militant groups in the West Bank.